the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us for a second hour. Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law, is going to be on in a moment. We're talking about the lady in the bus monitor in the Rochester, New York area in the Greece School District, Greece Central School District. She drove a bus for the Greece Central School District for 20 years before taking her current job 3 years ago, which is as the monitor on the bus. And excuse me, she used to work for the Greece Central School District. I don't know. This is a school district in the Rochester area. A student captured the encounter on his cell phone. He posted it on his Facebook page. On Tuesday, it was posted on YouTube. It was titled "Making the Bus Monitor Cry." It must have been it's a mindset that I don't think is necessarily unique to this generation, because the kids have been rude to adults and to teachers for a long time. But the YouTube generation and the viral nature of how these encounters can become international news, it's quite unusual. And, and I think, Bobby and Steve, that in a lot of ways it's a good thing, because parents all over the world, kids all over the world, are seeing this behavior, and they're looking at how people react to it. They're saying, you know, this is pretty trash can behavior. This is disgusting, and it doesn't make you famous. It doesn't make you popular.
Well, Phil, it also holds these boys up to a level of ridicule that I think, yes, they deserve it. But Karen Klein, this lady who is the recipient of $500,000, and at some point you have to go to her and say, what's right is right.
Yeah, what's right is right, Mr. Renner. I don't mean to interrupt, but...
No, go ahead, Steve.
Mr. Renner, I'm just going to say to Steve Dooley, and, okay, we all had our fun, and, boys and everything, and the lady took some heat. I don't know what her hair's cut like. Did anybody get a...
Do we know what the haircut is?
I don't know why you got this thing on the haircut.
The unisex. Boys are boys and everything. But, I mean, $500,000, at some point we've got to stop the madness.
That was the line. Do you remember Susan Powder, Phil?
Yeah, I remember Susan Powder. She had the whatever the hell that was. It was like a diet program or something like that.
Yeah, she was a motivational speaker, and she used to say, stop the madness. Stop the madness. That's what she said. And the madness is a woman getting $500,000 after coming onto a bus, possibly with a unisex haircut, possibly not, possibly with the thin Elks Lodge windbreaker, possibly not, possibly with those Walmart unisex slacks, possibly not, and possibly with the petroleum-based shoes that baseball umpires wear, possibly not. In other words, Phil...
In other words, she looks like a lesbian?
I did not say that.
Well, that's what you're saying she looked like, and therefore was provoking a response from 13-year-old boys, because that's what boys do. They take a stick and they poke at anthills. And this conversation, you have denigrated this woman to the level of some kind of a freakish oddity. And the boys are just the innocent bystanders to this parade of life's freaks. Yeah. Let's go back to Andy, who was hanging on through the last hour. Andy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Andy, so you've been listening to what we've been saying.
I really resent what you just said.
What I said about the freaks?
That these boys are... You're making it sound like the boys are guilty...
Of course they're guilty.
Yes, they're guilty.
Well, but they're 13. My goodness. 13-year-old
boy. I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. I said they're 13. 12 and 13.
Yeah, and then they're going to be 20 and still doing it to people who don't look like everybody else. Maybe this lady, you know what? I found it out just now. No, make it... She can take the $500,000 and look like you want her to. So basically, give her the money, and then she can get all the updates and the clothes and be a MILF, which is, I find, very offensive. And then she'll be
free. You're being sarcastic. You're being sarcastic, and I don't think that's what we need. I think we need clarity.
No. You're being sarcastic too when you have an Elks Lodge jacket That's right. Judgmental.
Okay, I'm sorry. But what I was trying to say is when you get on a bus and you're dressed like the lady that you know, the lady, and I know the lady that umpires our softball games, and then ask us, "Oh, do you have a ride home?" You know that lady.
She's working for her money.
Oh, please.
She's working for her money.
Right.
That's what
right.
she wears. She can't wear high spike heels and a big old thing on the field. You know, she can't. That's not practical.
What do you mean a big old thing on the field? What is that?
You know, talking about breasts?
Are you talking about enhanced breast? What is that?
You said big old thing, Andy. I think they were having a hard time with that. Let's not get bogged down with that. I think you're making some good points.
Well, I just think, as a teacher, that is shallow. It is, it is the most shallow thing that I could do to anyone, to judge a student. If someone judged your child like you're judging this lady, you would really stand up for your kid.
They are judging children. That's what you... Yeah, see, Steve?
Yeah, we got you. They are judging the children.
Oh, we got you. You just sounded like a child right there, Mr. Dooley.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, Phil, isn't that what we're doing, judging these boys?
We are judging these boys correctly. We're not even judging them. We're saying your behavior was wrong. You have to now apologize and do not repeat that behavior. It just so happens it went around the world as an international piece of news. Oh, well, that's how it is in the YouTube age. But the fact is, it's still a parent. It's a parent-child issue. It's a teacher-child issue. It's an issue having to do with bringing up a generation of kids so they don't act like animals. You know, if we don't do it, man... We keep talking about how children act so irresponsibly. We better start kicking a little bit of ass. And I just heard, and I don't know if you know this, Andy, did you know that these boys threatened this woman with a knife? They threatened to cut...
As a teacher.
I don't believe that.
They said, I got a knife, I'm going to cut you. At that point, if I was that woman, I would have restrained that kid and frisked him for the weapon and called the cops.
But then you'd have gotten in trouble, buddy. You'd have gotten in trouble.
No, I wouldn't. No, not after he threatened me. No, I wouldn't. Not after he threatened me, I wouldn't. I guarantee I'd take it to the Supreme Court.
He would say he didn't do it, Phil. He would say he didn't do it. And then
It was on the videotape. So it was clear as day on the tape. So he's stuck six ways to sunset. And nobody on earth should sit still for a threat like that. No one, and the cops will tell you that. And
I can tell you, Phil, that if you tried to frisk my son, I would accuse you of trying to touch him.
You'd be Jerry Sandusky, Phil.
What a...
You would.
Hey, Mr. Dooley, if you say ha-ha to me one more time, I'm going to hang up on you.
Well.
And I don't think it's ha-ha. All right, Andy, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll go over to Gary now. Hi, Gary. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about the Karen Klein case.
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, your guest there is wrong. She has not accepted this money.
Mm-hmm.
She has not accepted this money. It was started by a gentleman in Toronto who has it in a trust fund, and all she has to do is contact him if she wants the money. So she has not taken the money. So wherever you're getting your information...
Then that means she probably won't get it either, because I don't... Do you really think that man's going to give it to her?
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You're saying straight out to everybody across the country that she's given $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, I grew up not far from this community, and it's a very well-to-do community.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, these boys are dead wrong. Do you remember the case last year where the boy in the Western New York area committed suicide because of bullying?
Boy committed suicide after he bullied someone.
He committed what?
Yes, yeah,
no, he was bullied.
He bullied a kid and then he committed suicide because his work on the planet was done. It was really bizarre.
What are you talking about? His work on the planet was done.
That's what we heard.
No,
Phil,
I grew.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, I have to just say one thing, Gary. I reject the idea that children commit suicide because of bullying. I do not accept that. I admit there's bullying, and I admit it's wrong and it's bad. But I believe there's something fundamentally deeper with children that take their own lives than just being bullied. Because once again, you have many children that are bullied and don't kill themselves. You have many children that get into fights.
You're correct.
I reject the idea.
Okay, Dr. Henry.
But I'm not a doctor. It's my opinion.
Yeah, okay, Dr. Henry.
And Phil, I have the front page of the Buffalo News with the article right here. And you are definitely correct. And it says this, that they threatened her with a knife, and they would stab her. It would go through like butter. And there were
That's when she gets up and she calls the police and has the kids restrained and frisks them for the weapon. And that's the end of the game. And if anybody tries to sue there, they're going to lose.
Right. And one other thing, this could fall under the elderly abuse.
Well, I don't know if Mr. Henry, if you're a doctor or if you're Perry Mason.
Ma'am.
Yes.
You know, every night I listen to this show, and every night I hear you on this show. And
I'm not on every night.
Okay. So, nine times out of ten, when you are wrong.
According to you.
You got two sons that put swastikas, and I got to take a break. Gary, I appreciate your call very much. You got two sons that had swastikas on synagogues. Okay.
So what?
877-876-PHIL. Unbelievable. And she was worried that maybe they'd been raped or something. Something happened to her dear boys. Karen Klein, the lady, the bus monitor, who was bullied by two boys on the bus. These boys, by the way, have since apologized. In the meantime, an online campaign was started by a gentleman in Toronto who raised money for Karen, $500,000, and said, Karen, take the money, go on vacation. What do you think? Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley believes the money should go back, if in fact she's even taken it. And the next time she monitors on a bus, maybe she ought to get a little milfy looking like Bobby. 877-8... I'm sorry to have to talk this way about this woman, but 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Gotcha.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Lunatic Watson, who is another attorney. We'd actually promoted Mr. Watson's appearance on the show. I hope I'm getting his last name right. He's also a friend of Harvey Weinman's, so we'll have two attorneys commenting on this case in a moment. A bus monitor. She's sitting in the back of the bus. Why is she there? To monitor the behavior of the children, to make sure that they're not crawling out the windows, lighting firecrackers, pulling guns, you know. It's probably not the easiest job in the world. It is a job of setting all kinds of limits. That's where it's at. You don't have time to practice too much child psychology. Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley are on the line here talking about Bobby dressing in MILF clothing and all this stuff. But what happened was the lady was harassed and hassled and manhandled and threatened outright by these two boys. One of them saying, as you've just heard that gentleman, our last caller, and this has been verified, one of them saying that he would stick a knife in her, that he would stab her. That's when she would have had every legal right in the world to basically restrain these two boys, keep them from leaving the bus, keep them from going into the schoolhouse and calling the police and having them investigate this threat. As it is, she has been the recipient of $500,000 in a trust fund as the result of this video of her taking this abuse going viral. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And my question, as I had initially posed to Bobby and Steve, and then we'll get to some more phone calls, is the idea that the two of you believe a MILF or somehow a hot, sexy bus monitor would never have to deal with these two violent boys, that they would just be all entranced and enthralled by the beauty and the sexuality of this woman. Are you telling me this is how we, subdue or otherwise mitigate bad behavior among 13-year-old boys?
No, I'm not, Phil. I'm not about to get on a bus and sex it up for 13-year-old boys. What I'm saying is, you know and I know that given the choice between your best friend's hot-looking mother and one of your buddy's moms who was dumpy and frumpy and frightening, you know.
Yeah, a little frightening.
That you'd much rather go to your friend's house where his mom's walking around in a bathing suit. That's all.
Okay, what has that got to do with the bus monitor?
I'm saying that if I'd been on that bus, and no, I'm not going to get into suggestive clothing. Am I wearing a skirt? Yes. Am I wearing heels? Yes. Am I sitting and chatting and, you know, looking at my nails? In other words, I'll do anything. I'll do anything for $500,000, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think there's a woman out there that wouldn't. And I don't think that makes me a whore. That's what I know you're thinking.
I haven't said anything of the sort, and I haven't indicated anything of the sort. What do you mean that's what I'm thinking?
Because, Mr. Henry, I know that's what you're thinking. When I say I'll do anything for $500,000, you're thinking, oh, what a whore, aren't you?
No, I am not. No, I'm not.
Well, you're lying.
Yeah, you're lying.
And well, let me ask you a question. Would you do anything for $500,000?
I think I just said that.
Well, doesn't that make you a whore?
No, it does not. It makes me a woman that cares about her family and cares about keeping bread on the table and food in the mouths of her children.
You'd do anything for $500,000.
I would. That woman who sat there and listened to two 13-year-old boys talk a lot of crap, and she gets $500,000 for that, I got to tell you,
I've got to give it back, Mr. Ant, all I was saying. And the man in Toronto, if he really going to give it to her.
Well, that's the other thing. We don't even think that guy in Toronto's going to give it to her. I think there's a lot of crap. People are just talking garbage. Just a lot of garbage.
Well, if they're talking garbage, Bobby, then the boys are talking garbage, the guy's talking garbage, the mother is talking, and even you're talking garbage. Nobody means anything that they're saying, and so therefore, I don't think anybody really has to get bent out of shape. The boys didn't mean what they were saying. Did they mean it that they were going to kill her? Did they mean that they were going to cut her?
No, I don't think they did.
All right, so they're talking garbage, like you said, and so there wasn't any need to take that $500,000, so that guy doesn't really have to give her the $500,000, so he should keep it.
No, he shouldn't keep it. He should give it back.
Why? Why should he give it back?
Well, because he got it for the lady. And if she's not going to take it, then he's not going to take it. Then they're not going to take it.
Yeah, the people that sent it, the people that sent it shouldn't even be allowed to take it because they were stupid enough.
Well, then where should the money go?
That's why I'm saying that money should be contributed to parent-teacher organizations. Like ours. And, you know, if you want me to be perfectly honest, I would say that we would take that $500,000 and we do a lot more good with it at the Western States PTO than giving it to this woman who would blow it on some real cheap cruise to Alaska or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of, you know.
Well, I don't think it would be a cheap cruise, okay? Because it would cost plenty.
Well, it would cost plenty, but it would be very cheaply done, you know.
All right, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the line. We have Vincent. Go ahead, Vincent. And then we got Harvey Wireman coming up. Vincent?
All right, yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
So I guess first off, I'm having a hard time understanding where their train of thought is even coming from. I think it's funny that you believe that a lot of the listeners would agree with you because I think exactly the opposite. I believe that your opinions are twisted.
I just agree with the fact that the woman, the $500,000 is ridiculous and should be given back. Don't you think?
I don't.
No, honestly, I believe that it shouldn't be given back. I mean, who's going to give it back, honestly, first off? And second off, you know, I can agree with you to some degree that, you know, there are a lot of jobs out there where people take a lot of abuse. You know, I've worked in a call center for a long time before and get verbally abused constantly throughout the day, you know, and
yeah.
I never see anything for it. But,
Well, I think,
you know, it's not like she was sitting there expecting it either.
Hold on, Vince. We got to take a break, Vincent. Hang on, man, because you've been hanging on for a long time, so we want to get your phone call in. Bobby and Steve Dooley is on with us as well, or are on with us, or am on with us, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Phil, your grammar, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm sorry, too, that my grammar.
Am with us,
Yeah, Jethro.
You see, this is the problem, Phil, that...
Yeah, thank you. Hold on. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. As we talk about the money given to the bus monitor, should she give it back? Bobby and Steve Dooley believe that she should.
My name is Dooley,
Phil,
not Booley.
Henry.
What am I, Steve Booley?
Yeah, hi, we're the Booley. God.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Harvey Wireman and Lunatic Watson coming up, both attorneys, and both talking with us about this Karen Klein case. We also have a gentleman hanging on the line. This is Vincent, and Bobby and Steve Dooley. And Vincent, you were making the point that the opinions you're expressing here, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, that the audience agrees with you that the money should go back, that the that she's not entitled to it. How do you make that statement when already people have given $500,000?
I don't think they anticipated that. I think it was a gesture. I don't think anyone anticipated that she's going to keep it. I mean, I don't think, where does she get off getting $500,000? I don't understand it, you know? And so I would think that the most reasonable thing would be to say, thank you for your $500,000, but all I do is sit. Frankly, she sits in the back of a bus. And there was a time in the history of this country, Phil, and Steve, you know, when the African Negro, whatever they called them, that's where they were kept. So I don't think she deserves anything for that.
What has that got to do with anything?
Talk about the black people were in the back of the bus.
And that's where she was. Okay. So
okay.
Why don't they give black people money? Why did they give that to her? They took abuse.
All right, Vincent, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, well, first off, I'd like to say I think that that the Dooleys are a prime example of probably how these boys' parents are. That's why they feel the way that they do. And, you know, who's to say that you would actually, you know, given the $500,000, you know, it's pretty easy to say that you would give it to, you know, the school districts and whatnot. You know, when it's not actually in your hands. And you say you'd do anything for $500,000, but, you know, have you ever considered the fact of maybe getting a job? You'd make $500,000 eventually if you had a job. As far as I understand, you're just a stay-at-home wife, you know?
My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. So we're doing very well.
Then why do you care about $500,000?
Your husband has a business, and you're about to say that because all she does is sit on a bus. That's her job. That's how she pays her bills. That's how she probably feeds her children or fed her children, was being a bus driver. I just really don't see how you have any room to talk, considering the fact that you don't have a job. You don't have to deal with any of these types of things that she has to go through.
I just don't see that
you have room to talk.
You selected your husband.
I selected my husband well. I knew that he was a good earner.
Well, okay, but where do you get off talking about this lady and the money that she's getting?
I think, Phil, that, first of all, this is money that, at the back of a bus, were black people.
Oh, will you get off that kick, okay? That's got nothing to do with this.
Well, what do you mean?
Three-quarters of the points you're trying to make aren't even related, nor do they make any sense.
Are you telling me that black people weren't in the back of the bus and didn't get abused? Because if that's what you're trying to say...
No, I'm trying to say that that's entirely unrelated to the topic.
Unrelated.
Altogether.
Well, how do you know? Now, the black people probably have little punk kids saying stuff.
Oh, for God's sake, sir. If that was the case, that was, you know what? There was a lot of stuff going on in this country that was unjust. We're living in the year 2012 now. We can go back and redress whatever at a given time. But right now we're talking about a woman monitoring children. This isn't back of the bus like other adults. This isn't a law that put that woman there. She is employed by the school district to...
Mr. Henry, I can hear you going, you're not really sure.
Yeah, you're not clear of your point.
Yes, I am clear of my point.
Well, you're going, which means you're trying to think ahead.
You're starting to make this debate pretty uneducated and
I'm sorry.
Pretty...
No, I'm not. I learned that in a debate class.
You learned what in a debate class?
When someone goes, they're thinking way ahead.
Oh, and now you're laughing at me? Does that make me some kind of a...
That was a laugh. And it's no different than what you've been doing this entire time. You're trying to poke and prod. You're being immature at this point. It's not even hardly an educated debate anymore at this point.
It's not an educated debate, and you're talking about black people at the back of the bus. It has nothing to do with anything.
What, because you think so?
Yeah, because I say so. Because I'm conducting this debate, because I'm moderating this discussion, and because I'm saying you're off point. And,
do you guys have
Vincent,
kids?
I appreciate
it. Yes, we do. We have three sons. And I said to Mr. Henry that when Seth and Dylan were brought back by the L.A. Sheriff one afternoon, we were upset. We were concerned.
I heard that story. I realized that, I'm having a hard time understanding. So did you teach your sons that they should only respect adults who they find sexually attractive? And because as far as I remember, you know, I might have had throughout my entire education maybe one or two teachers who were attractive. That doesn't make any difference on whether or not I respected them.
They respect police. You respect the police. They're not sexually attractive.
What was that point even trying? What were you trying? Where were you trying to go at that point?
If my boys were brought back by the
police. Respect?
Because they spray painted swastikas on a synagogue. Dressing hot?
Oh, yeah. That's
where are we going with
that
this
part.
Now?
Yeah, that's why these two boys that you have who did that, they got serious problems, too. As serious as these other boys that threatened that woman.
You trying to say my boys are like those two punks on the bus?
Yes. Swastika,
you know what
a
synagogue is and what a swastika is and the clashing between those two?
It's a church, and let's not get too...
Oh, let's not get too heavy about something that's trivial. You guys, those boys should have been charged with a hate crime.
Exactly.
How dare you, Mr. Henry?
No, they should have been charged with a hate crime. All right, Vincent, I appreciate your call, sir, and we're going to take a phone call. Thank you very much, sir. Phone call from Harvey Wireman and Lunatic Wilson joining us here from San Marino, California, and I don't know who I've got on the line. I don't know if both of you guys are in the same office, but start with Harvey. Harvey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Phil, and I got Lou here, who has been a partner of mine on and off Lou, how long has it been?
I first met Harvey in the Marine Corps. It was before I was a lawyer, but I was a JAG officer, and
you were a JAG, all right.
Okay. Very funny, Harvey.
Well, you know, I listened to this conversation, and I thought I'd have to get in a good one.
But I've been in the Marine Corps. Then, of course, when I left the Corps and I went back to law school in GI Bill and became an attorney, a criminal defense attorney, and I've worked with Harvey off and on for a long time. He was my mentor.
So, Harvey, you're a good deal older.
Yeah, I'm older. Yeah, I'm one of the original. He's a Marine. He's OG a Marine Corps. I came in during the Korean era and. We've been working together for a long time.
Phil, I know you use Lou. His name's Lewis Watson or Lou Watson. You use his nickname, but that's fine. That's what I tell you. His name's...
Yeah, it's Lunatic?
Yeah, Lunatic. You want to tell him, or you want me?
Go ahead.
Well, the story that you heard, if you ever saw the movie Training Day, where he told the story of a guy who put a bunch of peanut butter in his underwear, and then went in front of the judge... He pulled his wad of peanut butter out of his underwear and started eating it. You hear that one?
Oh, God. I heard that in Training Day,
yeah. Well, that was in the movie. He's talking about a movie. Lou,
I did it, Bill, in front of a Superior Court judge. Very early on in my career.
Hold on.
That's why they call him lunatic.
You took a bunch of peanut butter and put it in your shorts.
I put it down my front of my boxer shorts, yeah. And I said to the judge, Judge, we were looking for a ruling on a photostat copy, and the judge was not going to let us admit a photostat copy. It was a copy of a signature because the president, I guess the previous appellate ruled against it, saying a photostat presumes, it's a whole bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo, it presumes that it's been doctored, so they usually don't let a photostat it, but a judge was going to not, he wanted just to, so that the, so he could see it, you know, so he could present it to the attorneys and see that he wasn't lying. So the judge was going to, so he, what'd you do, Lou? Well, that morning I came in front of the judge and I had a wad of peanut butter in my shorts. I said, Judge, if you don't, you know, then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have to reach into my shorts for some lunch. And the judge looks at me funny and I reached down for the peanut butter.
So did, was that contempt?
Oh, yeah. I got 30 days. Yeah, you got 30 days contempt of court. And ever since then, we've been very fast friends, because any guy that pulls a stud like that...
Is a friend of yours, huh?
Is a friend of mine.
So that's why they call you Lunatic Watson, huh?
Yeah, they call me that and a lot of other things, too.
All right. Harvey, what is your feeling on this woman? And Lou, you can weigh in. On this woman who was verbally abused by these kids on the bus, she was also threatened, we know now, because there's a tape recording of it, and she was manhandled, at least in one instance she was touched or grabbed in some way.
Well, you know, Phil, you spelled it out pretty good, I have to say, unless you want to add something, Lou. No, I have to say that Phil was right. If the boy, either one of the boys had threatened physical violence, then she had every right to call for police assistance or otherwise have the police make an arrest. And yeah, if she felt that she was in imminent danger, she has every right to defend herself.
You know, they more to the point, Phil, is what you would do if you were told, and what I would do if I was. I know I'm a lawyer, but I. If a little punky kid, because my granddaughter is here, you know my granddaughter, Luke.
Yeah, beautiful girl.
And my granddaughter, Gretchen, you know, brings me my glasses when I ask for my glasses, you know. But lately it hasn't been very funny. She keeps bringing me the big glasses, you know.
The Disneyland glasses.
Yeah, she knows full well that Grandpa needs his reading glasses, you know. So I said to her mother, my daughter, Angela, I said, I'm going to pick that kid up, and I'm going to, you heard about the supermoon? Bill, you heard about that?
Yeah.
And I said to my daughter, you heard of supermoon, I'm going to make it super kid.
Well, that's funny.
I said, you want to see a super kid? And my daughter, what do you mean by that? I said, you know what the supermoon is? You know, Phil?
Yes, the supermoon.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if you knew what that was.
Yeah, it's the big moon that we had a couple months ago.
Right. And I said to my daughter, I said, if I'd that kid, my granddaughter, but it's your kid. And I made that point with her, and I said, it's my granddaughter, but it's your kid. If she brings me those big giant glasses again, it's going to be super kid. And my daughter says, what the hell, you know, what do you mean by that? I said, do you know about the supermoon?
And okay, Harvey, I want to get back to this.
He wants you to talk about the case.
I'm going to talk about the case. I just want you to know about what I would do to these two kids. I'm telling you what I did to my granddaughter.
You said you'd make her a super kid.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to make her a superhero.
No, he's talking about, Phil, that he'd launch her.
Yeah, I'd launch her. And
all right, you'd throw your own granddaughter, what, into outer space?
Yeah, I wouldn't really do that. I was just trying to get my daughter to understand that my granddaughter is so dumb she can't bring me my glasses when I ask for them.
She's a little girl, man. Didn't you tell me she's like two or three?
I don't care if she's two or three. She's a wireman, which means she knows what reading glasses are.
You're not really going to launch her.
Hey, Lou, I wouldn't really launch my granddaughter, no, but I said to my daughter, I'm going to make it a super kid. She's like, wait, what do you mean? Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, I can't believe sometimes that these people are
blood relations?
Blood relation, yeah.
So what I would do is this.
All right, now we're coming up against the break. I got to take a break.
You got to take a break, huh?
Yes, I got to take a break. And I'm about ready to ask Lunatic Watson there what he thinks, how these kids should be dealt with, because you're having a hard time spitting it out, Harvey. 877-876-7445 is the number. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back in our News and Information Hour coming up next hour as well with Bob, with Robert and Bud.
Truth wow. is our bitch. The it's Phil Henry boom. Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, hold on. Harvey Wireman joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Lunatic Watson, Lewis Watson. He's a longtime partner. And, Lou, we haven't had the opportunity to talk with you. So tell us what you think. You haven't told us yet, Harvey.
You're going to get Lou. Who do you want to go first? Well, I think you should go first. He wants me to go first.
All right, but, I mean, can we get to it?
Oh, yes, sir. We can get, you know, Phil.
I'm not trying to be a smartass. I got to, you know, Harvey, you've been on the show long enough to know that we got time constraints.
All right, so you got time. All right. So you told us I'd make the super kid. You got that, huh?
Yes, I got the thing about you launching your daughter.
I didn't say my daughter, did I?
No, he's talking about his granddaughter.
Granddaughter, okay.
Yes, my granddaughter. And I would never launch her. I'm just saying. All right? God.
All right, can we get to it here?
Get to what?
Get to what you're going to do with these two boys that were rude to the lady.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, you want to think about it? Think about it, you know.
No, this is lunatic. Right here, my feeling is as simple as ABC. I would not put up with that behavior at all. And I would go one better, and they don't call me Lunatic Watson for nothing. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm pulling peanut butter out of my underwear in front of a Superior Court judge. It can mean something logical. And if I saw two boys, let's say I was the bus monitor.
Okay.
And they were hassling me, I would ensure there'd be no offspring. That generation, that line of that family would end. Because I'd kick the two of them so hard in the Royal American, that was my idea. I kicked two of them right square, and you'd see Super Kid. You'd see two super 13-year-old eunuchs. Eunuch! Right.
Well, okay, so in other words, you wouldn't be an attorney. You'd be like some mafia hitman. You'd be like some thug.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're talking about physically assaulting these two guys.
If the young men in question, Phil, and that was the, I believe you were discussing the fact that they had physically threatened this woman.
Well, yes, they had.
That's what I would do.
You understand something, Phil. If someone threatens to cut you, you don't look up, you don't pull out your rule book and go, oh, gee, what do I do in this situation? You understand what I'm saying? And
no, I understand, but we're talking about, there's still law, you know.
Yeah, there's law, and then one of the laws is something, I'm going to tell you this, and the lunatic's putting it very nice. If someone said to me that they're going to cut me, I wouldn't give them a chance to think about apologizing. I wouldn't give them a chance to think about maybe they said the wrong thing. I wouldn't even give them a chance to gloat over what they just said. I would drop them and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, you know what I would be, and I would be the attorney of record for Mr. Wireman, my colleague, who would be in jail, no doubt, for assault. But I would certainly go before the judge and any jury and go against any prosecutor in an argument that says this man felt that his life was in peril.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Margaret Gray checking in from Dicklin Syndicate in Santa Monica. Margaret, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a lot of marvelous bravado. I think it's a lot of male bravado here. Hello, Harvey.
How are you doing?
And Lunatic, I don't think...
Lou Watson, hello.
Hi, is it Lunatic or Lou?
Well, Lunatic to some. Lunatic to you.
Oh, all right. If you don't mind, I'll call you Lou.
That's fine.
I think, Phil, that the male bravado
Wait a minute. You were asking him what to call him, and now do you know what to call him? You're talking to Phil.
Yes, because I want to talk to Phil as well.
Well, then why'd you waste my time trying to figure out my name? I'm only kidding. He's kidding, but I'm not.
Will you let me conduct this interview, if you don't mind?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Margaret.
My God, I don't know how you do it, Phil. I really don't. Whatever they're paying you, it is not near enough.
Well, that is true.
What I was going to say is, I think all of this bravado is fine and dandy. I think it's very sexy. I think it allows all the little boys to play army, and they can go up into their fort, and they can hold off the bad guys. But I don't think that it addresses the real problem. What do we do with young people that are rude? And I think that...
Why don't you tell people what you did?
Why did I tell people what I did what?
Tell the lunatic what you did.
Harvey.
All right, you know, now I got to continue this into the day. Well, I got the news and information hour coming up.
Yeah, so what?
Well, usually I don't continue interviews into that hour.
Well, this one you're going to continue into that hour, okay? What do you think, lunatic?
I think you better, Phil.
Yeah, okay, lunatic.
And don't say that like a smartass, because he's got a whole other jar of Skippy.
All right, hold on, will you? 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Hendry Show.
Other jars,
Skippy,
huh?
Okay, extra crunch.
Phil Hendry.